We live in a very me-centered culture, and we have these what I call oxymoronic things called smartphones. We spend a lot of time looking at that screen. We have 24/7 news cycles. We hear all about the quote-unquote world. Can you share a few thoughts on the need to really take a look at our identities? Jesus said, deny yourself, pick up your cross daily and follow me. And you even write in this piece that I'm making reference to, you say the only things that break the back of arrogance, materialism, and self-obsession would be training in humility and being service-oriented Christians. That's very powerful. Can you share more about that?
Well, if you look at 1 Timothy 6, you have these really severe warnings against materialism. And think about what it says early in that chapter, where it talks about people, you know, those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and into a snare and into many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. And it says it's through craving for these things that people have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs. One of the most striking things is it's talking about a worldview of materialism that actually brings destruction to yourself. He's not just saying it's wrong. Well, of course it's wrong. But the point is he's saying it's foolish. It's going to destroy your life. But in contrast to that, then he says to those who are rich in this present age, he says, charge them not to be prideful, and this is in verse 17 of 1 Timothy 6, but to set their hopes not on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy. We're to be to do good, we're to be rich in good works, we're to be generous and willing to share, and in doing that, we'll store up treasure for ourselves as a firm foundation, you know, for the coming age, and we'll grab hold of the life that is truly life. And when you think about that, you think about God calling us to something which is an adventure of humility and following Him. But what happens is He calls those who are rich in this world, and virtually all of us are listening today rich in this world. Now, somebody might say, oh, no, I'm extremely poor. But even a poverty level by U.S. standards puts someone in somewhere around the 96th or 97th percentile of the world's wealthy. And so we have to say, relatively speaking, the great majority of us are wealthy. I'm not saying there's no poverty. But what I'm saying is that materialism, at the back of materialism, is broken through giving, through looking at others, through serving others, devoting our lives to the service of others, and then this humbles us, and we're not going around being proud like we've earned it all, but we recognize it as a gift from the Lord.